This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Yakima River Basin Water Enhancement Project took a big step forward last week when Representative Dan Newhouse introduced a resolution. It's part of the Yakima River Basin's Integrated Water Resources Management Plan that helps manage the water needs in central Washington, including those of the agricultural community. Newhouse says Thursday's action was very satisfying.
I was very excited to be able to introduce legislation, H.R. 1048, the Yakima River Basin Water Enhancement Project, Phase 3 Act. So I got that introduced. As you know, this has been a decades-long effort. As far back as I can remember, we've been working on enhancing the Yakima River Basin, and I'm proud to be able to say that we're making great progress.
But how does H.R. 1048 work with the Yakima River Basin Plan?
What this will do is authorize Phase 3, which will help to better accommodate the water needs of not only the agricultural community, but conservationists and residents and all stakeholders within the Yakima River Basin. It's vital for the current needs and certainly the future growth of our truly one of our richest agricultural regions in the whole country.
The legislation is co-sponsored by new 8th District Representative Kim Schreier, who says she applauds Representative Newhouse and Senator Cantwell for their years of work on this important project. Listen tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.